Proper noun, India.
India.
Reading. A. Dealing with trouble.
An exciting thing happened to Liu Wei on 28th September.
Friday, 28th September. Today my father and I waited for the ferry. Suddenly, two women and a man began arguing. The man held out a bag and showed it to the women. There was nothing in it. Everyone looked at the three people. My father went up and asked one of the women, "Is something wrong?" "He stole my purse," said the woman. We were in the bookshop and three young men were behind us. Then I couldn't find my purse. The other two men ran away and we followed this man here. Then the gates opened. The man hurried aboard and the two women went after him. "Wait," said my father. "Let's take the next ferry." Then he hurried to an ice cream shop, picked up the phone, and quickly called 110. "I want to report a theft. A man stole a purse from a woman. He has a green shirt and a blue bag. He's on the number 3 ferry now. It left a few minutes ago. Please meet it on the other side of the river." We took the next ferry. When we got off, we saw 6 policemen standing around the man. He was in handcuffs. "Well done, Dad," I said. "You are so great." B. There was no easy answer.
When Chen Yu woke up, it was already 6 o'clock. "Oh no," he said. Last night he stayed up late to work on his science project, but he did not complete it. It was due today. Chen Yu was worried. The science teacher was sure to be angry with him. Chen Yu put on his clothes quickly and ran out of the door. It was very cold outside. He rode his bike quickly to keep warm. He thought carefully about his project. He wanted to finish it this morning. Suddenly, he saw an old lady fall over and hurt her leg. It was Mrs. Li. She lived next door to Chen Yu. "What should I do?" thought Chen Yu. "I want to help her, but I do not have time. I have to complete the project before school." She should not walk around on her own in this cold weather without her walking stick, thought Chen Yu. But he felt guilty not to stop and help her. Suddenly, he had an idea. He rode quickly to the telephone booth on the side of the road and called an ambulance. 5 minutes later, an ambulance picked up Mrs. Li, and Chen Yu got on his bike and happily rode to school.